we're going to be joined now by phone by John Congemi, who is a quarterback in the days of Pitt. He's also a weekly correspondent on 93.7 The Fan's Panther Game Day with John Seibel. John, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Post-Gazette Roundtable.
Oh, thanks, guys. Glad to be here, and I can echo both of you guys. I agree with you, Gene. It's a situation that Pitt-Penn State should mean a lot more to both universities and to both cities than just to have it play maybe the third game of the year and bring it back for 2 years without knowing what's going to happen in the future. And there's probably a generation of kids that have no idea what Pitt-Penn State means to not only the universities or the city or the state of Pennsylvania. This is a rivalry that, really had not many rivals, to be honest with you. You could go Ohio State, Michigan, and Texas, Oklahoma, and UCLA, and USC, and Michigan, Michigan State. You can talk about whatever rivalry you want, but when I was going to school, West Virginia, quite honestly, was on the back burner, and that was still the backyard brawl. It was Pitt-Penn State for me, and to look forward to know how your season was going to be judged was going to be the bulk of your work. But if you played well in that game, that carried over into recruiting, that carried over in the way you felt, that carried over the way you walked around campus that whole year. So it means a lot to me, and just to have it come back for 2 years, means a little bit, but I'd rather see it the way it was.
John, you mentioned that, and I'm older, so I was there at Penn State in the 70s when Tony Dorsett played his set of years, and Dan Marino then came along, and those were great Pitt teams, and they were great Penn State teams often during that time too. But they were also both Eastern Independents, and they were kind of the Eastern Independent Bowl. Every once in a while Syracuse would get in there, but mostly it was Pitt and Penn State. They were playing for it, and it really meant something. With them in two different leagues, John, isn't it a little bit different now? It's not quite the same because they're in different leagues, and I agree Penn State really doesn't have a rival in the Big Ten, but they can play for a Big Ten championship. And Pitt can play for a Big East championship, but unless they were in the same conference, I don't know if it would have that much to it like it did back in the day.
Well, it was the Lambert Trophy, and it was for Eastern supremacy. It was the Beast of the East. And every year it usually came down to Pitt or Penn State. And I agree with you that both teams now, Penn State plays for a Big East or Big Ten title, and the Pitt Panthers play for a Big East title. So things have changed. But when you talk about Penn State, who is their rival? I mean, it's all the teams they don't play. It's West Virginia, it's Syracuse, it's Boston College, it's Pitt. You can say that they've been in the Big Ten for so long and they have Michigan State and Ohio State and teams like that, but does it really make a difference in the national landscape of things? Not really.
Well, at one time, obviously, it did. I want to ask you about the two-year agreement, which to me is a baby step, and it's a step I'm glad they took because 2 years is better than no years. But are there, legitimate reasons not to keep renewing it year over year in your mind, John?
Not really. This rivalry, if they're going to bring it back for 2 years, it should stay for as long as you can make it on the calendar. I just think that it's a situation where it means something to Eastern football, whether you're a Big East member or a Big Ten member. This game not only will draw viewership, you're going to get over 100,000 when you go to Happy Valley. You're going to sell out Heinz Field when the game is here. It means a lot to the Eastern Seaboard and all football fans, all college football fans, not only on the Eastern side of the country, but nationally. This game was a national game. And I think that with the way that both schools are going now, it can get back to there only if they play it, in that last weekend over Thanksgiving when it means so much to both teams. Even though they're not competing for the same crown individually in their conference, but it means something to college football.
John, would you acquiesce to Penn State's demands? And if they wanted it to be a rivalry that happened in a 2-for-1 manner, where for every game that Pitt got at home at Heinz Field, Penn State got 2 in Happy Valley. If you were in charge up at Pitt, would you go along with such an idea?
I don't think Oklahoma and Texas play it anywhere else but in the Cotton Bowl site every year. I'm sure that USC and UCLA trade games every year. I'm sure Michigan and Ohio State have done that for a long time, playing in Columbus and Ann Arbor. So why shouldn't Pitt and Penn State do the same thing?
John, it's Gene Collier. Am I incorrect in making the presumption that, you know, the disappearance of this game now for what will be 16 years has hurt both schools from a not only from a status standpoint, but tangibly from a recruiting standpoint?
I think so, Gene. If you're a young player playing in the state of Pennsylvania, you may not know of the rivalry, but I'm sure your mom and dad know of the rivalry. I'm sure your uncles and aunts know of the rivalry. And anytime a Pitt person says Penn State or a Penn State person says Pitt, I'm sure it would register some type of memory and some type of game that they remembered or a play or a player. And I'm sure that has been passed down. And I think that both schools can have been hurt by not playing the game, and I'm sure that both schools would thrive in playing the game just because of what it would mean to the students now on campus, that they could relive those memories. They could research and look at the history of this of these two proud universities and talk about the players that played in this game that are not only college Hall of Famers, but Hall of Famers in the national, you know, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Same with all the high school kids in Western Pennsylvania. I mean, were this series uninterrupted, there's no way Terrell Pryor would have gone anywhere else but Pitt or Penn State, in my view.
Yeah, a lot of those players. And it's a situation where you get hurt in recruiting because there's no longer that sense of urgency when a Pitt or Penn State is after a player, because it really comes down to the Big Ten or the Big East. And unfortunately for the Big East over the last few years, they've been on a downward spiral when it comes to getting those kids. You know, they've gotten their share of blue-chip players and good recruiting classes, but when you're going up against a rivalry that doesn't exist, you really can't compare apples to apples when you talk about Penn State and Pitt and getting those four- or five-star recruits.
Right.
John, one of the things that you mentioned early, and it was mentioned here, I think Gene mentioned it in his opening statement, is the game was always played at the end of the year. And I can remember, you know, again, I'll go back to the 70s, having three games at Three River Stadium that were played, considered a neutral site. But it wasn't all that far from Pitt Stadium, but it was a neutral site nonetheless. But is this a thing where if they continue, let's say they continued it, would it be, you know, in your mind, okay, if they played it in September, does it have to be the end game of the year? Florida and Florida State do this, as you know. They play at the end of the year every year, and that's mandated by the state legislature. I wouldn't want to go that far here, but do you think that that's something that if they can ever work it out, say, look, let's make it the last game of the year?
I would hope that it would be. I mean, that would make the rivalry go back to where it was. Now, for people that are just trying to survive and get this rivalry back on the schedules for both teams, I think they'll take the game right now wherever it can land, only because, as Gene said, I believe earlier, you know, when this game was played, both teams were independent, and they were trying to become the Beast of the East and win that Lambert Trophy. So it's a situation now where Florida State and Miami play either in the opener or the fourth week of the year. It's almost going to take the place of where Pitt played West Virginia back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, about the third or fourth week of the season.
But, John, you were on the 84 team, am I right?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Well, here's another. I mean, your point is well taken in that, you know, it was often for Eastern supremacy. But my point is that it's for supremacy between those teams, and that is a very big thing. In 84, Pitt went up to Beaver Stadium 2-7-1 and beat the hell out of Penn State 31-11. That absolutely made their season and ruined Penn State's season. That's why that game was so good at the end of the year.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I wish that if I had the choice of when I wanted to play this game, it would be the Thanksgiving weekend, and you would play it and just along with all the other rivalry games across the country. And you're right, that did make our season. And personally, that made my season because I struggled through probably six or seven games that year that I might have played a quarter or two because I was fighting an injury to my leg. And that game was the first game, probably of two. I think we played Tulane the week before where I was healthy and went to Happy Valley and won. And that made our year. It really built our off season and made us forget about the bitter taste of the way that went.